Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1 with David Shombe. Yeah, I think it's now the right time to thank Dwight and also Helmut with their home run program. And yeah, we are continuing, as it has always been the case. This is Business and Economic Segment. It's a platform where we talk about money, we talk about economics, we talk about development, policy making, domestic and international affairs, and it's also a platform where we encourage various, thinkers, analysts, policymakers, lawmakers, and everybody who is a constructive debater to bring about their point of views, and also to make sure that we contribute positively to the growth and the development of the country, Namibia, that we want. Yeah, and for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is your platform where we are trying to look at things which can assist us to move to the right direction in terms of the development of the country. We understand that it's undeniable that Namibia is not the way it was supposed to be in terms of how it has been planned for the past 35 years. And it's also very important to make sure that we give appreciation to those things which have been done well. And we look at what did we do wrong and how can we advance or how can we improve our country. And how can we also give light to the conversation. And like we're always doing, after we bring about the conversation, we open up the line so that those with viewpoints can give their contribution, they can air their opinion, and we encourage different ideas to come on board. We encourage people who think differently so that they can positively contribute to the development and also advancement of the conversation, because we have a very good understanding to say, for us to build institutions, we don't necessarily need to agree on everything that we talk about, because in a democratic society like Namibia, we need those one who agree with us and also those one who say, no, David, whatever you are saying, you have little knowledge about it, or I want to end this on the point. And you can also say, even if you have that knowledge, there are also alternative ways of doing things, because in this fast advancing world, it's always very important to make sure that we find what is better, what is fast, and what can also assist us to move fast and to find solution to the problems. And, conversation that we bring about, as we have mentioned about economic stuff and also issues of international relations, we are always trying to touch with on everything that is concerned with the bread and butter issue. We are always trying to touch everything that concerned with bread and butter issue. When you look at our population, where 70% of them are below the age of 30, where it's dominated by young people. When you look at the problems which young people are facing, when you look at youth unemployment, when you look at the way the economy is moving, when you look at many other things. And the other time when you read the newspaper, our Minister of Health was talking about mental health. And you see these things coming out. Then you see what are some of the better ways of doing. What is the connection between what is being presented out and also what the country is going through. So we are going to a commercial break. From there we go to Eagle FM products. Then we can start with the conversation for today. So stay tuned and stay tuned.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Yes, before we go to the conversation for today, it's always very important to look at Eagle FM product. So, dear listeners, make sure that you follow us in all our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on LinkedIn, and you can also follow us on Instagram, so that we can update you, like we are always doing. Update you on economic news. You can be a business person, you can be an economic economic actor, you can be an investor, you can be a student of economics, you can be an ordinary citizen who is so concerned about how the economy is doing, what are some of the new things in the market, how are the things moving, and what you can do. Just make sure that you like our page, Eagle FM Namibia, so that we update you. We update you about the statistics, the Namibia trade statistics, for April even came out today. And there's a lot of updates about our trade, like we're always doing. Look at the business news, opportunities, challenges, and how things need to be done. Interestingly, we also have e-paper that you need to subscribe to. E-paper, that is the Villager newspaper. The e-paper that is always coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. When you subscribe to it, you'll be able to download it and read the business and economic news. So every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday, we'll be able to update you. We update you on matters of technology, matters of economics, matters of energy. We talk about power. We talk about, farming, agricultural things, and also local and informal market, which is the backbone or the main contributor to the movement of finance within the domestic market. So apart from following us, or apart from subscribing to the Villager newspaper, it's always very important also to make sure that you download our app, because there are also those one who ask, Eagle FM Namibia, we cannot hear you here, and where is the frequency? Are you not on air? What is going on? So the answer that we're always giving you is that we are moving to the world of digitalization. We are moving to the world of digitization, and it's very important for you to make sure that you download our app, that is Eagle FM app. And that is an app that you can download with your phone. You can go to Play Store. When you download it the way you download other apps, like WhatsApp, Facebook, and many other apps that you download into your phone. When you download that Eagle FM app, you put it in your phone, and you listen to the programs, shows, news, which are currently being played on air. And on top of that, you can also be able to go back to the podcast. And the podcast is very interesting, because you will be able to listen and follow all those news and also programs that you have missed. It could be that when that show or that news was played, you were busy, you were doing something of equal importance, or you were just out of town, not closer to your radio, to your phone. You go to the podcast, then you'll be able to update yourself, you'll be able to listen, then you'll be able to take note also, so that you can move forward. So, lastly, before we go to the conversation for today, we also have Imba App. Imba App is a simplification and a better way of accessing your Ihangano book. You can download our Imba App. When you download it, you'll be able to access your hymn book, Sino Shuambo, Sino Chiarero, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So be digitalized.
It's time to win your share of 500,000 Namibian dollars in prizes with Vintook Beer. Find one of the 100% real quotes broadcast across Namibia, on billboards, in stores, in newspapers, and on social media. Buy any Vintook Beer, SMS the underliner code to 75050, or scan the QR code to enter on WhatsApp. So, spot a quote, grab a Vintook Beer, and you could win. Vintook, real beer for real people. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly. T's and C's apply.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know. know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm well.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm a Swambo speaker, please, sir.
Oh, okay, Pabia?
Why are you planning to see? I know regular FM, I like to hear Ponga people go Shikuku.
What do you go Shikuku? Oh, wait, go Jongini. Utoro ndurugira ne ko ko ka epa chawa wada ulipo peshara moni ho buro kara uvitikwe to buruno ku kara rongitho ka epa mara ongene ongashike ngano horongitho whatsapp mapeno ka epa ko igele fema ya to buruko ko to buruko karike wa ko ko play store chawa ko play store ngoto to changa igele fema Namibia
igele fema Namibia
kwa kuyo ka epa ni hono ka changwe kodi
ya
Chawe kata nonde kata ura mongodhi yeo, ndiyete kuchuto uru kupake ne programa, di dirimo mbepo? Nadi na edha pita na eto iko podcast.
Okay.
Ya, marangona kona tangu e data, oto uru kuhike online ato chaga igele fema, to ipono pa changwa homa, to karawa pake na online.
Online,
ha? Eee.
Wakati.
Eee, wakati okay, chudina.
Tangu nene.
Hello.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivitha oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 081-7147-116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so...
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with me, David Shombe. As it has always been the case, today the conversation is going to be on the value of financial literacy in personal and business development. Today we're going to talk about money, and money is a very difficult concept that, we are not taught about. It's a very difficult concept to discuss, but money is very important. That is something that we use every day, and when you do not understand how money is working, when we are not able to discuss how money is working, we are always going to find ourselves in difficult situations. We are always going to find ourselves in situations that we cannot come out, even when we are old, or even when we retired, because if we fail to speak about this thing called financial literacy, how can we manage our nyuko, how can we manage our money, I think we'll never go where we are supposed to go. We'll never go far where we are supposed to go, because money or cash is always king, and money is always part of our life, especially in this fast moving world. It can be your hard money, hard cash, or it can be also digital money. So today we are going to talk about the concept of financial literacy, why it matters, and we are going to ask ourselves difficult questions to say, what is the necessity of financial literacy? Why people don't live long after retirement, whether they have been working in high profile posts, whether executive, whether in politics, whether in international institutions. And the questions we are going to ask ourselves is that why money is easy to come in but very fast to leave. And you know, a lot of people have been making jokes about one of the clever men in Africa is it's a minister of finance, planning and economic development of Uganda. And a lot of people have been seeing his video on TikToks when he say, no, money is coming, money will come. That man, Honorable Matthias Kasaiya, he understand the concept of money, and he has been giving a lot of references about how money operates, how money can come into your account very fast, and also how money can leave you and how to maintain it. And the question that we are going to ask ourselves today is going to be, are they going to be surrounding those concepts? Because when you look at today's very complex world where finance is used as a tool to acquire resources, as a tool to settle, you know, disputes, as a tool also to, in terms of redistribution of justice, and also as a mean for our health, and apart from health, status, and also for protection and safety, and also for advancing our livelihood, everything has to do with money. But when you look at our education curriculum, the question that we are going to ask ourselves, were we taught about handling money, why it is very difficult for an accountant to handle his own money? Why it's very difficult for a financial advisor who advises people about handling money, not able to have money? And maybe the questions that we are going to ask ourselves also today is to, these questions to say, who is benefiting from, you know, lack of financial understanding? Who is benefiting from our lack of financial understanding? Are the loan sharks? Are the banks? Or other business people who depend on our lack of financial understanding to survive? Why institutions? Because when you look at Namibia, I don't want to mention names, but when you look at Namibia, institutions which are giving loans, institutions which are giving financial assistance, the best thing they can do is to educate you about how easy is it for you to get that loan. Within 2 days, within a few hours, how easy for you to be for that loan to be processed. But you will really never find somebody in this business world who is educating you about the real finance to say, this is how you handle money, this is how you save money for retirement, this is how you do budgeting, this is how you do savings, this is how you invest, this is how you do credit management, and this is how you do retirement planning. And the conversation for today is motivated by a lot of things. The first thing that we have seen, apart from us young people, me included, getting job, getting a business, winning a tender, and getting that enough payout, then after a few days you don't know where the money went. Then you end up asking people, are you cursed, or somebody was having a bad eye on my money, and all those things. And the other thing that was going to look at is that when you look at those individuals who retire, or those individuals who are on retirement, we have seen it, especially, there were examples given by those uncles of ours who were in the military. The time they retire, the time they get married, it's also the time they buy their Land Cruiser, it's the time they are also building their house, it's also the time that they start buying cattle and all those things. But 2 years down the line, they die of heart attack. Not necessarily because it was caused by any other thing. It was just caused by the result of the inability to control the movement of finance. And this is a conversation that it's not only about accountants who can come into this conversation. It's a conversation that parents can come to this conversation. Financial educators, teachers, they can come to this conversation. And many other individuals who are dealing with money to see how can we make sure that the concept of financial education is instilled in our education system. And I got into the conversation yesterday. I got into the conversation with Mr. John Kanyemba. Mr. John Kanyemba is one of the school principals at the northern part of Namibia. And he indicated that a lot of educated people find it very difficult to maintain their finance, particularly few years after they start getting jobs. People are stressed. People, it's like they're working for nothing. And a lot of things happen because of poor planning, poor handling of finance. And the question that we are asking ourselves is that, what could be the problem? And one thing that he have mentioned is that when you talk about the concept of financial literacy, it must be made a subject at school. It must be made a subject at school, completely different from other subjects. It should not be integrated even with accounting and economics. It must be made a subject at the school level, starting from early grades. So kids are being taught how to save, practice on how to save money, what is investment, and also what is the difference between the needs and the want, and what is the value of finance. Because if this happen, it could also save us from financial mismanagement at the high level. Because if I do not know how to make money, I can be somebody that you can send to school. I studied, send me to school to study chartered accounting, become a CA, qualified CA. I become a financial manager. But due to lack of understanding of how the money is working, or I will not be able to manage my own money. And it will force me to make those deals which are not necessary. Then you end up corrupting the institution. So that's why financial literacy has a direct link to professionalism. It also has a direct link to development of the country, because the moment we know how to manage finance, it's more easier to manage other resources, non-financial resources, so that we can move our country forward. So, and just while we are here, I'll be able to give some of the statistics on financial literacy, particularly those one which were made in relation to gender, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. And when you look at these statistics, you'll be able to realize that we have a very, very, very long way to go. And I'll be able to do this after this very short commercial break. So the conversation for today is financial literacy. What is the importance of financial literacy? Why is it very difficult to maintain finance? And how can we improve, or how can we make the concept of financial literacy part of our lives? Before we discuss other things, before we discuss other properties, and how can we change our mind into the context of understanding the values of our own wealth. And there's always this thing to say money is evil, but money cannot be evil if it's something that we are using every day. It's something that you are using to buy a commodity, something that you are using to solve conflicts, to send our kids to school, to maintain our health, and also for for happiness, it's part of happiness. A lot of people can debate about that, but it's your own opinion, and you can say you cannot be happy when there's no money, but let us not look at it in that sense. But if you are, there's no luxury in poverty, that is one thing. And understanding that there's no luxury in poverty, understand that for you to take out that poverty, you need change in behavior, you need change in the way you deal with things, and one of those things is financial education. How can I manage my cash? Although we are saying money is coming, when money comes, why money is leaving us very fast? So, we are going to a commercial break, we are going to open the line, then we continue the conversation.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Audio mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondo shaipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store.
Yes, we are continuing with the business and economic segment. We are continuing with lecture hall one. Today we are looking at financial literacy, why financial literacy is very important for personal and also professional development. And we put questions on the table to say why it's very difficult for people who have been working at high-level positions, earning a lot of money. You can be either CEOs, look at CEOs at your village, look at former CEOs at your village, look at former executive directors at your village. How are they? How many of these people are able to still continue maintaining what they earn during those years? Look at former colonels in the military. It's not a matter of insulting people. It's just a matter of putting the reality on the table. Just a matter of putting the reality on the table.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. What we are saying is that look at former colonels, look at former directors, look at former CEOs at your village. Ask yourself this question. How many of them are still be able to maintain their lives after retirement? Or how many of them are still finding it very difficult to maintain their lives after retirement? And when you are asking yourself this question, also link this to financial literacy. Is it because even if they were good leaders within the sector that they were leading, is it because of financial literacy that they were not able to maintain what they're maintaining? Look at how many relationships were broken down after somebody, lost. Could be his job, his investment, or his tender. And how many relationships were broken down due to finance? And what is the relationship between financial literacy, financial education, and well-being of an individual? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And there is also an element of financial frugality. There's an element of financial frugality when an individual is dealing with money. And what is the difference between being stingy and also being financially responsible? Because it's undeniable that there's a big difference between you understanding finance as an academic element and also financial literacy on how to practically, personally manage your finance. That is including budgeting, saving, investing, credit management, and retirement planning. And how many of these people also, because this thing, if you are not handling them very well, if you are not handling them very well, you end up being played, because there is a lot of institutions, which I don't want to mention their names, there's a lot of institutions which depend or survive in lack of our understanding of how money is working. Imagine somebody, the money that you have worked hard for, and somebody say, pay me this amount of money so I can manage your money. Pay me this amount of money so I can also manage your finance. Imagine a situation like that. And what can we do better? And there are statistics here that I indicated that worldwide, women access to finance is disproportionately low, despite substantial overall progress in 2017. And what I want to look at here is, yes, when you look at Sub-Saharan Africa, this report is indicating that it's only 37% of women who has bank accounts, compared to 48% of men with a bank account. Having a bank account is one thing, but it's not an overall thing to say you understand how the finance is working. It's one thing that can assist you to save money, to use money, to transfer money, but you not understanding the overall concept of how finance is working. Your bank account will not help you. Your 32 days account will not help you. Your investment will not help you, because after you open that investment, after you open that 32 days account that you save your money, it's still not going to work out. Because it is noted that finance, or there is what we call psychology of money, understanding, the mental understanding of how money is working, because it's a main resource, because we are not more in the world of barter trading, where I give you a cow, you give me a bag of maize. We are no more in the world of barter trading. And the psychology of money is indicating that it's how you think, it's how you value properties, it's how you value what you are buying, and also what is the value of the product you are buying going to contribute to your life. And just before we move away from this concept again, it's always very important to go back to the question which I bring on the table, to say, before 2015, we have seen when Namibia was dishing out a lot of tender, Namibia was dishing out a lot of tender, and we had a lot of tender preneurs in Namibia. Just go back and look at those guys who bought Golf. I think that time was Golf 4 and 5, if I'm not mistaken. Where are these tender boys and tender girls? Where are they now? Some of these people, they got a lot of money. Some of them, they got 50 million, got 70 million from tenders. Some of them, they did not even complete their tenders. But go and look at them. Where are they now? Could it be because of lack of financial literacy that they were not able to maintain the money that they got? Could it be because of lack of financial education, of personal financial management, that they were not able to manage the finance that they got so easily through the tenders that they got, but very different, difficult to maintain? Could it be the case? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economics segment. We are looking at the concept of financial literacy. Why money discussion matter? Why are we always complaining about not having enough money, even if we have what others are crying for? This is a conversation that everybody should participate in. It's not only a conversation for adults, it's also a conversation for kids. Have you ever trusted your kids with money, if you also cannot trust yourself with money? How many of you budgeted about things that you end up not coming, or you end up not buying? And what is it saying about your financial literacy? So, and maybe the other free tips that you can get, they are online financial education courses that you can use. You can also use Google. They have various courses that you can use. And just to test yourself, because these are things that we are not taught about, just to test yourself to say, how can I save maybe 40% of my income? How can I save maybe 30% of my income? And can I think about me not having that money even if I have it? How can I do that? So those are some of the conversations that we need to bring about. So we are going to a commercial break. And so it's very important, if you can contribute to the conversation, you can catch us at 083-288-401, 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Because your contribution is always variable, your contribution is always meta. It could be that you have a good understanding of how things are working. It could be that you research more on the conversation for today. Or it could be that you have more experience than me. It could be that maybe you brew it up one day. It could be that you had money, then you lost it, then you learn a lesson. Or it could be that you are so careful to that extent that you live a soft, understandable, and work-accurated life. So we are going to a commercial break, and after that we can come with continuation of the conversation for the day.
Olio mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono rahitatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa kono rahitatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine pop but no flakes. Never. Or a goal without a celebration. And friends but no Tassenberg.
Now that's just not right.
No.
Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
No matter where you are, If you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We have around 9 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. Today we are talking about financial literacy, the value of financial literacy in personal and business development. And that is where we are standing. That is where we are standing. And before we come to the end of our conversation, let us look at some of the points from the report on access to finance. It is indicated that, you know, as the economy is growing and financial products become more sophisticated, the importance of financial literacy for adults become even more pronounced. So when you talk about financial literacy, the understanding of financial literacy can help adults to make informed and responsible decision about credit management, money management. And when you look at the global scale, it was indicated that in the U.S., they have a National Financial Educators Council. In Africa, you cannot find something like that. We stated that when you look at the U.S., that institution, the National Financial Educators Council, indicated that 57% of the U.S. adults are financially illiterate. Imagine if 57% of the U.S. adults are financially illiterate. It doesn't mean that people cannot read or cannot write or cannot count. People can do everything about that. But when you are financially illiterate, it means that you still lack good understanding of how the finance is working. You still lack the knowledge of finance. And one thing that was indicated is also that due to poor financial decisions, financial illiteracy or being financial illiterate or lack of knowledge about money can cost you around $1,819 annually. Convert that into Namibian dollars. When you convert that into Namibian dollars, it will be able to give you how much money are you losing due to your lack of understanding of financial education. Let us do a rough calculation. We have 1,819. Let's do a rough calculation. If you multiply it by 18, it will be 200,000. Imagine if you're a business person, you are running a successful business person, but you still lack financial literacy, you end up losing $227,000 annually. Let's put it roughly at 200,000. You are losing 200,000 annually just because of your lack of understanding of finance. And this doesn't mean that you are losing that money just once. You can be losing that money due to making impulsive buying, impulsive decisions, uncalculated decisions, and decisions which are not differentiating between what is needed at the moment and what is variable. And you find it, and it's something that has happened to us, because when you have money, it's easy to solve a lot of problems. You don't even know which one can wait. It's easy for you to solve a lot of problems, and life become more easier. But through that that understanding, we end up not making rational decisions. Yeah, that's why when we are saying financial literacy or financial education, something that need to be brought up, it doesn't necessarily that we need to go deep into the conversation of things to say, to talk about deep research, just a basic understanding of how to manage money. If I give you unexpected 20,000 today, how long does it take you to finish that money? And where are you going to spend that money if you still live without that money until now? Because now, as you are speaking, you are surviving with your little, you know, cash that you have in your pocket. But if somebody give you 20,000 tomorrow, for how long is it going to take you to finish that money? And who are you going to blame? Because these are some of the things which are bringing a lot of people into financial distress. And I was asking questions regarding our elders, regarding what we have seen. We have seen a lot of, especially our comrades, friends from the military. Some of them, they serve in the DRC, they serve in Kambila, they serve in Darfur, they got ranks. But my dear, you will not understand that this is a David that was well decorated in the army, who retired with this amount of money. Just few months, this person is literally out. He's knocked down by life, and he's technically defeated. Then who are you blaming? Are you blaming the system? Is it now the right time for us to ask our government to say, can we bring financial literacy at school? Can we bring financial literacy as a subject at school? Why is the country losing a lot of money? Why is the country losing a lot of money? Why do we have a lot of corruption cases, grand corruptions, not basic grand corruptions at the corporate level? Is it because I become so greedy, even if I get a lot of money, I'm not able to use it very well? To that extent, I want to steal from the money which I was supposed to use for the institution which I'm working for. Is that the case? What is the direct impact of lack of financial literacy to the development of the country in general? Can this be linked to the problems that the nation is facing? If we had good financial managers within private and public sector, could it be that we would have saved a lot of money that would be able to solve the current problems that we are facing now, like youth unemployment that we have? So, dear listeners, these are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And it's not something that we need to blame ourselves on, because we are not taught about it. But if somebody enlighten you about understanding how your money is working, understand the circulation of money, understand how the bank is working, understand who is benefiting from you when you get loans and all those things, I think it will help us to make informed decisions. I think bringing those discussions to our kids will be one of the best things that we will do, because we are not individual who know everything, but through learning and sharing those knowledge, we will be individual who have better understanding how things are working. We will be individual who have good understanding of how the system is working, and it can obviously assist us in terms of advancing the interests of this this country, in terms of getting Namibia where it has to be. Because we can't just lose in every direction. We can't lose every battle. There are some battles that we need to win. And starting with finance is a weapon that defeats a lot of enemy. And it's a tool that can be used to, or it's a weapon that you can use to fight a lot of battles, because without finance, we literally cannot do a lot of things. So for us to move forward, it's always very important to make sure that we understand the tool that is called finance, which is the means to get where we want to get. So dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment. And I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly. And from me, David Sombe, see you until next time. See you tomorrow, same place and same time.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually
to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
the views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Back your preconceptions of tech.